aggressive. We had 4 completions on 21 tries and 1 interception. The right side with a complete pass to Kabashi from Sweeney. Right, but the offensive ties are 52 yards, only at 13 first downs compared to Cup City 12. So far this year, the only offense is averaging 12 for the defense gives up 19. Both losses have been by a touchdown or less.
I think you said it right there.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck. Member FDIC.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors, that's what D&M Cabinet is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them online at dnmcabinet.com. D&M Cabinets would also like to wish the Ugly Bearcats good luck in their game against Memphis. Go Bearcats!
Fall is a time for football, a time for hunting, a time for back to school, and time for a new phone with the tremendous back to school savings at Thumb Cellular. That's right, it's back to school savings at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Pick up a Samsung Adorn, an LG Samba, or LG Prestige free on only a 1-year contract. Are you ready to step up to a Thumb Cellular smartphone? Get an HTC Desire Android smartphone free with just a 1-year agreement and take advantage of a reduced smartphone data plan, just $20. Many other phone specials are available, and if you sign up now, Thumb Cellular will double your minutes when you upgrade or add a line to your account. And those minutes will be doubled as long as you have a plan. Terms of service apply. Now is the time to upgrade to a Thumb Cellular phone and service from your only locally owned cellular provider, Thumb Cellular. With locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call the 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Trail cameras by Multi and Cuddyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Don't miss the 20th annual used gun auction held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th. At the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
Hey,
You're tuned to WLEW. We are clear as a bell. Here we go, and the kick is off. Nick Sweeney kicking it off for Hubley, and it goes out of bounds right at the 21-yard line of Memphis. And on the left side of the radio, flag flies, and that is where Memphis is going to move that ball up to the 35-yard line due to that flag. The ball cannot go out of bounds on the kickoff. We are here in the beautiful press box of Hubley with Memphis with the ball in the white jerseys. The Yellow Jackets traveling all the way up into the thumb here. 12 minutes still on the clock. And you're tuned to WLEW, the game of the week. First and 10 for the Memphis Yellow Jackets. I apologize in advance. As well, I'm probably going to be calling the Memphis Yellow Jackets the Memphis Tigers. I'm used to calling for some college basketball games here. Instead, we have some Yellow Jackets, Bella Fleck and all. So, all right, first and 10, left to right across your radio, number 30 on the 35-yard line. And coming out in the shotgun, spread offense, quarterback in the backfield, that's Hagman, number 16. Waiting for the hard snap. There it is. It's Cup, and he's looking back to pass right away, but he keeps it for himself as the pocket breaks down and rolls to his left side, gets out for about 4 yards, and Ubley defenders swarm him there, keeps him in bounds as the clock continues to wind. A 4-yard gain for Hagman, the quarterback on the keeper, and brings up second and 6. And it is now 11:35 on the clock. Clock continues to wind down. Second and 6 for the Yellow Jackets. They look like Notre Dame out there. They have gold helmets, white jerseys with blue lettering and blue pants. Coming out of the huddle, same offense. Trips right this time. One receiver to the left. Number 15 in the backfield with him. That's Serge Bowles. Hagman hands it off to Bowles. He's working hard, nothing much there going. He gets back to the line of scrimmage before Ubley pushes him back with some poor momentum. No gain on the play, brings up 3rd and 6. Nothing going there at all on that one. Brings up a critical 3rd and 6. Can Memphis move the ball down the field and try and get some early momentum here or not? Or has the Ubley defense come to play all night today? Third play of the drive for Memphis. They bring trips right out outside the tight end on the right side. Receiver to the left and Bowles in the backfield with Hagman. Hagman in the shotgun. There's the snap. Rolls to his right, looking back to pass. Here comes Ubley swarming. There's 4. He keeps for himself. Gets about 3 yards, just shy of the first down marker. Depends where he went out of bounds. And the ref gives him a very, very comfortable spot. And it's a first down by about 4 yards. That's a gain of 10 yards for Hagman on the keeper. So Memphis barely just inside their own territory here. Brings up now 1st and 10. They move the chains. And it's 10 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the first quarter. 3 receivers to the left. Hagman in the backfield in the spread still. Rolling left to right across your radio. This is a handoff to Bowles. He's rushing to the left, breaks through the line. He still has room to run. He breaks free of another tackler. Finally brought down right at the 40-yard line. Gain of 12 yards for Bowles of Memphis. And move the chains. That's a gain of 12. First and 10 for the Yellow Jackets of Memphis. And they break free of the huddle. A little bit different feel of an offense here for Ubley that they've seen thus far. Hagman in the backfield, Bowles to his right, 2 receivers to the right, 1-2 to the left. Ubley looks showing blitz, and they go right through. Hagman gets swarmed behind the line of scrimmage. That's going to be about a loss of 1 on the play. And brings up 2nd and 11. Looks like number 20, David Rakowski, led the tackling crew there for Ubley. The 5'9" senior, 140 pounds, but Brant packs a punch in doing so. 9:20 left in the first quarter, 2nd and 11 for the Memphis Yellow Jackets. Hagman running back from the sideline with the play.